Hello, and welcome to another episode of Be Your Own Manager, the career podcast for classical musicians. My name is Bernhard Karis, and I'm the co-author of the book Be Your Own Manager, and the former CEO and artistic director of the Vienna Concert House. This podcast hopefully inspires you to work on your career and to share your musical talents with the world. Today, I am in Wuppertal, that's somewhere in the middle of Germany, because I'll be teaching today a couple of classes on career management for the students of the Music University of Dance, or the University of Music and Dance Cologne, which has a little outfit here as well. As I was preparing for that lecture, one thought came to my mind, and that is a simple one, and or probably not so much. I called it walking on water. And the background to that thought actually comes from a wonderful project Christo and Jean-Claude did in Italy at the Lago di Iseo. Some of you might have heard of it a couple of years back. Christo built these amazing piers across this wonderful lake in the north of Italy. And suddenly you could walk from the shore across the lake on the water to the different islands. It was an absolutely amazing and stunning project, a project I really loved. And yes, he covered all the piers in orange, which made it even nicer for me, but the orange, the green of the trees and the meadows and so on, and the blue of the sky, it was just an unbelievable mixture. And I took a couple of pictures there, well, I took a lot of pictures, and I'll use them today in my lecture and on this point on walking on water. And why do I do that? And the reason is actually pretty simple. So what many people who enjoyed this project of Christo didn't know was that he started thinking about this project already over 40 years ago. Yes, that's 40. 40 years ago, he started thinking about this project of making people walk on water. And for me, this was so amazing that there's a great artist out there who actually thinks about a project so long, tries to realize it, keeps working on it, doesn't give up, and persistently pursues this fantastic idea. I found that absolutely amazing. And I think that's the first step when you think about a music career. You have a vision where you want to go to, and that can take a long time. But you only will get there if you follow through consistently and persistently. So you do a tiny little bit every day to come closer to your vision. And the question is not how big your steps are. The question is if you go in the right direction. Even the smallest step will get you closer to this fantastic, huge vision. The second thing which astonished me when I thought and when I saw actually this fantastic project on the Lago di Iseo was the amount of detailed planning and working Christo and his amazing crew put into the project. They had to find a kind of construction where they could make these floating piers strong enough that actually people can walk on it. They had to look for a fabric which would work so that people can walk on it, but it would also have the exactly right combination of color of orange to make it as fantastic as it was, so that the light of the sky and the lake actually breaks in the right way to have this fantastic bright orange. There were many, many more details, just building that up, just putting the piers in the right place and so on. It's an amazing work and planning which goes into that. And in today's world, it's not just that you then, after the project is finished, you can just throw things away. You actually want to do something with that so that all the materials you're used will be reused. So that's the second step is, you know, after working consistently on your vision and not giving up, is understanding that building a career depends on an unbelievable lot of nitty-gritty details. So it is not enough that you're a fantastic musician, that you're great on your instrument, that you have a fantastic voice, that you have a great stage presence, and. It's not enough. You need to work on your career and on the little details of your careers, like making sure that you collect emails and addresses of people who like you, that you keep them informed, that you follow up, that you take your business sides as seriously as you're practicing. And these photos of Christo working in the workshop actually showed exactly that to me. So think about it, how important that is, and what it means for you. And the third point I wanted to make with this comparison of the Pierce project by Christo and Jean-Claude was when I was there and I took lots of photos and so on, is that even the most crazy vision you might have, you can make it work, and even if it takes 40 years. So you cannot imagine how great it was. It was fabulous. It was a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to see that, to feel that, to see how that actually worked and how it was. I took my daughter out from school that time because I thought she really had to see that, and I was very happy that I did. We will never forget this beautiful lake, this orange piers in there, the masses of the people enjoying to walk on the water and over the lake, across the lake, from the shores to the islands and around the islands and again there. They were sitting on the piers, they were chatting, they had fun. And it was for me kind of this typical extension of a typical Italian high street or campiello, actually, this campo where people get together and have coffee and have their political discussions and speak about food and love and life and so on. And Christo transferred that on the lake. It was absolutely amazing. So recapturing what I really wanted to say is, first of all, have your vision and be prepared to work for it every single day, although it might take 40 years or so to realize it. Secondly, think about all the details which it takes to build a great career. And part of the details is looking after the business side of your career and be as persistent with that as with your practicing. And thirdly, yes, you can realize your vision, and you should never forget that. And if you had seen that, and I'll share a photo or so of that, or a couple of them on our hellostage.com blog, it's something which should inspire you to think about it and say, yes, I can do it. Well, I hope you liked my little excursion to Christo and Jean-Claude today. You know, there is the book out, Be Your Own Manager. You find it on Amazon. You also find it on our webpage, beyourownmanager.com. If you have any questions or suggestions or so, please do feel free to contact me. I'm always happy to speak to you, or actually to get some feedback on that podcast or some ideas or suggestions for one of the next episodes. Other than that, think about the great vision and that you can realize it, and have a great week out there. Thanks so much for listening. My name is Bernard Karras. It was a pleasure talking to you.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.